Welcome back, guys, to TBD Philosophy or whatever thing we're doing right now. I'm with my co-host Caleb Hill, Joseph Dumar. Welcome back, guys. Welcome back. We are officially on our fourth podcast. Yeah, we've made it.
Fourth and best, baby.
Oh yeah. Well, sweet. Anything we want to do before we jump into it?
I just wanted to congratulate Caleb on his new pregnancy. That's pretty exciting. But remind me when you're expecting again, Caleb.
That's a good one. I love it.
I love the laugh track.
Thank you. Hold your applause.
I don't have to do this if you guys don't want me to, but it's a little funny.
Yeah, you're great. You're good. I'm excited to be back together. Let's get started.
All right, so today we're going to be doing some fun would you rathers to see who is despicable and who's not. All right, we're going to start strong. It's not really a would you. Oh, hey, welcome, Nephi. Everyone, hey, Nephi's here.
Yeah.
Welcome back, Nephi.
Thank you.
So, like I said,
I think you might be sideways, Nephi. Maybe.
Oh, we're doing portrait or landscape?
Now you're good.
We're doing landscape, but I don't think your phone has like shifted.
Yeah, now you're sideways again.
Because now I'm landscape. This is portrait.
Is your like rotation thing locked?
Nope, it's unlocked.
Cool. We'll just give you a mouth then.
Yeah.
All right, so here is the first one. It's not a would you rather, but it is a fun scenario nonetheless. You can get rid of one crime, and no one can commit that crime anymore. But in order for it to go away forever, you have to commit the crime. What crime do you choose?
Tax fraud.
Good one.
That is a pretty good one.
Caleb, you gotta have money first before you can commit tax fraud.
Yeah, that's true. You have to be... Yeah, you gotta start somewhere.
Fine. Bank robbery.
Oh, yeah, that's a good
one. Do bank robberies even happen anymore?
I don't know, man. I feel like they only happen in the movies.
Right.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, that's funny. I think that I would do lying. I think that lying would take out a whole lot of crime.
But is lying a crime?
Fraud is. But lying is not necessarily.
Lying is just like it's not really a crime. I wouldn't say it's a crime.
I mean, you can totally be like fined for slander or be in prison for fraud.
Lying only becomes illegal when it causes harm or relates to lawful government proceedings. So there you go. It's not a crime unless it's within a government thing.
Okay, yeah. Ooh,
you know what I would do, actually?
Things, though.
I want to change my answer.
Unless the government says it is.
I think I would choose government corruption, bribe-taking.
Mm.
So, like, specifically just bribes?
In governmental offices, bribes. Like, in any shape or form. So, like, lobbyists, for example, bribes. Stuff like that. I would take all of it and make sure that no one else could do it. I would take that bullet for everyone.
That's a good one, but I like the lying one, like specifically perjury, because I've thought about this one a little bit. Perjury is like a pretty good one. If everyone has to tell the truth every single time, that's pretty good.
That's true. A few times where lying could be nice, but it's funny. I just did a whole project on perjury last week. I would probably say murder.
So you would murder someone?
Yep.
Why? Who would you murder?
Well, if it's the cost of getting rid of it, then yeah.
Yeah, it's like a Laban and Nephi situation.
Totally. Gotta follow my namesake there, you know?
Yeah, but when you're looking into that person's eyes, are you going to be able to pull the trigger?
You just said I have to murder. You don't have to look at them.
Also,
it could be you hit them with your car.
Than guns, just so you know, Tanner. But
what did you say, Joseph?
Nephi doesn't need to worry about pulling a trigger. He's more of a shanking kind of guy instead of a gun kind of guy.
That's That's it. That's it.
There you go. So Caleb is corruption. Nephi's murder. What are you thinking, Joe? Perjury?
Yeah, just lying. Whenever it, all the categories when lying would be a crime. Perjury, fraud.
Okay, sounds good. So we'll go to the next one then. This one is a little bit on the same wavelength. So would you rather live in a world where there is high privacy but super high crime? So like murder, stealing, corruption, every type of crime is just like a daily occurrence everywhere. Or would you rather have no privacy and no crime? So like there's cameras everywhere, you're watched as you're going to the bathroom, you know, everything is being watched, but there's no crime ever again.
We already have the low privacy part.
Yeah, I'd say no privacy, man. What changes?
All right, here, give me one sec. I'll be right back, guys.
Okay. Oh, Caleb's checking on the cameras in his room.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no kidding, huh? Oh, man. Yeah, I definitely.
So you'd have a camera on you every time, like even when you're intimate with your spouse, like you would have a camera on that.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with that right now. So,
I think I would also pick no crime. You know, like
I just feel like it becomes normalized.
I'm a pretty carefree, open person. I mean, if someone was filming me being intimate, then they'll just be like awestruck at the beauty of my body. But
there you go. Yeah,
as we all are.
It's true.
Yeah.
And if there's like murders every day, then who's to say I'm not murdered anyway? So who cares about privacy if I can't even use it?
That's true. It's really easy to pick privacy until the crime is committed against you, huh?
Yeah.
That's fair. Yeah. All right, that's pretty unanimous
so
there.
Let's move to China.
Woo! To China, yeah, they're already doing that. I would hate to move to China. Anyway, all right, so would you rather be stranded in Antarctica or the desert?
The desert.
I feel like a food source would be easier in Antarctica. You know, it's probably not that hard to chase down a herd of penguins and, like, gobble some up. But I feel like the elements would kill me faster in Antarctica. Like,
but I mean, you can only survive 3 days without water, right?
But you can only survive hours in negative 30 Let's degrees. See. Not even
How
hours.
Long can you survive in Antarctica?
I mean, this really has to do with what and how much gear you get to bring with you, but I don't know. If it's blistering hot, I'll survive for a day or two. If it's frigidly cold, I'm dead.
Yeah, it's we can bring
Okay, that's fair. Yeah, this one says strip naked at 32 degrees, humans could die in as little as 20 minutes. Okay.
Wow.
Wow.
But that's being stripped naked.
I'm back, sorry.
That's true.
God, so how long something. Can that's you survive right, in a desert naked?
That's how... Tanner, I'm normally stripped naked, man, so that's definitely the gauge I should go off of.
Oh, wait, but here's this other thing, too. This is not super... this is just off of Quora, so you never know if that's really true.
Oh, trustworthy, yes.
But it says you could do a couple days. But like you'd be pretty burnt and it would be not great. So I don't know. In that case, I think I would choose Antarctica. If either way I'm going to die, I'd rather die in like quicker, you know?
It's fair. Yeah.
And plus like freezing to death, I feel like that would be a little peaceful, you know?
Yeah. You just go numb rather
Maybe.
Than.
Maybe.
Yeah. Because like being burnt to a crisp would kind of suck.
Yeah, that would.
Well, another thing about fire is when you are like being burned, like for example, when people were burned at the stake, they would actually drown because what your lungs do is there's a bunch of fluid that gets released into your lungs. And so you're burning on the outside, but you're drowning on the inside.
Really?
Yeah.
Does that happen? Because the question was, would you rather be stranded in Antarctica or the desert?
Oh, no, I don't think that would happen in the desert.
Okay.
It would be in cases of much higher heat.
Why Makes do sense. Lungs release liquid though? I feel like that's.
I don't remember. You know what? I'm going to go off on a rabbit hole. I'll be right back, guys.
No, you're good. Water vapor is one of the primary products of the chemical reaction of combustion.
So, like, the fire drowns me? Like, how does the water get in my lungs?
My guess, if you're in the middle of a fire, you're breathing in a lot of water vapor, and I guess it, like, condensates in your lungs. That's my guess.
Yeah, it looks like people who survive the fire, they frequently die within days as the lungs fill with fluid. So it's not being burned alive, it's the effects of it.
Okay.
So Andy could have survived the volcanoes.
Andy? What?
Skywalker.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Andy.
true.
I always thought that was just That's cheesy, funny. But nope, realistic. No wonder why he has a breathing machine now.
That's true. That's true. All right, yeah, I think I'm going with Antarctica on that one. Well, sweet. So, next one, would you rather go into the past and meet your ancestors or go into the future and meet your great great grandchildren?
Like future.
You go ahead, Nephi. Yeah, why?
I think it's the future just because then I can know, done did mess up that way. Or like, that's nice. I just better set him up. I feel like going backwards, like, nothing really changes. Like, it's really cool to have that experience, but I'll see him when I'm dead. At least moving forward.
And you'll see your future kids when you're dead too, right?
That's true, but I can affect the future more than I can affect the past.
I don't know, can you? Because, if you take someone from, the 1830s, they come here, they'd be, completely useless. Like, they wouldn't know how to do anything, you know?
I guess I was thinking that I would visit them.
If you visit them, then, yeah, that's true, yeah.
But it's still true. I can definitely still be like, hey, by the way, there's going to be these things called iPhones. I don't know how to make them, but they're going to be there.
Yeah.
Yeah, you go back with all the winners of the World Series, and I tell them who to place their bets on.
That's it.
Back to the Future style.
That's perfect.
It's a good question, though. I think it'd be cool to go back and visit your ancestry, especially if you know, if it went back to, a prophet, you know? Mm. Like Nephi, or like Jeremiah, Abraham, Isaac, that would be really cool to go back and visit them.
That's true.
Yeah. No kidding. I mean, at that point, just go all the way back to Papa Adam, but
or just Heavenly Papa.
Yeah.
Heavenly Papa. Love it. I think for me, I would go back because this is probably a short-term thinking, but I've been researching an ancestor that died in World War I. And there's, nothing on this guy. Nothing. And so I would just go back and, talk to him, get to know him, and see how, how he died and everything. Because we know nothing about him. We have, two pictures. So that's what I would do. But cool. That is probably a little short-sighted.
No, it's cool. It has long-term impacts.
All right, Joe. What do you think?
I think I would totally go to the past. And my thoughts behind that is I guess it depends on what rules we're setting, but I would totally tell them, invest in these stocks if I could. If that's not an option, I think I would just hopefully maybe feel inspired by seeing the past, and that would change how I live in the present to then better my future.
That's too poetic,
that's my
bro.
Thought.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Love it.
I don't know. It depends. Maybe I'd go in the past and we got a family full of peasants and I'd be like, wow, we are peasants and that's just great. And then I'll be like, as long as I make it as a peasant, it'll be great in life and it'll kill my ambition. But I don't know. We'll see.
I love it. That's great. All right. So next one, would you rather raise Hitler Stalin or Mao from the dead. And you gotta choose one.
I don't know Mao. Who's Mao?
Whoa.
You don't know Mao Zedong?
It would, yeah, I'll go first in this one. It would be Hitler for me. Because Mao Zedong... Okay, so if you look at the casualties, you got World War One to account for, which was, I would say, probably mostly Hitler's fault. And what were the casualties in World War One? Or two, sorry.
Or, yeah.
Let's see.
Yeah, 75 right, million people.
Caleb. I think Hitler caused less deaths than definitely Mao. And probably also Stalin. Not totally sure on that one. Maybe.
Stalin killed around, it's estimated between 25 and 30 million. And it's saying that Mao's policies killed between $40 and $80 million, or gosh dang it, 80 million people.
Wow.
Dollars. Caleb.
Yeah. Dollars.
Okay, so then, but then Hitler had about, let's see, 11 million just from the Holocaust alone. That's not including like all the wars he caused.
Well, I thought it was, okay, it was 6 million Jews, right? Like 6 or 7 million Jews, and then the rest were like gypsies and gays and all that?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's 11 million. Mao Zedong killed between 40 and 80, and then how many people did Stalin kill? Let's see.
I would love the live fact-checking.
Yeah. Mm.
I think for me, I would bring back Hitler, because I think Mao Zedong is still... Is he still revered in China? Like, is he still popular?
Yes. Do you remember the Forbidden City?
Yeah. So he's still popular. I think Stalin would be somewhat popular in Russia, but Germany has completely, like, renounced Hitler, right?
Yeah.
And so I think the person who would do the least amount of damage would be Hitler.
Great point. Great point. All right, what's next, Dan? All right.
This one is it's going to be a spicy one. Would you rather take away women's rights or never be able to do anything you enjoy ever again?
Women's rights instantly.
Are you just trying to get the internet to hate us?
What?
Are you just trying to get the internet to hate us? Oh my gosh.
Here's the problem is like women's rights already get rid of a lot of things that I enjoy.
This is definitely I know we talked about having our wives on this episode, but we weren't able to plan it out, but now I wish all the more so they were on. I'd love to hear their
thoughts. We can bring this question back for the wives.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I would definitely say just me. But,
you wow. Dangerous, crazy man.
Wow. You'd like, you'd never be happy, like, ever again. You can never do anything that you enjoy. Anything.
Ever again? And what kind ever of rights again. Are we talking about here? Are we talking about rights to, like, paint their nails? Or, like, rights to...
I think we're talking about, like, they become property. Like... Imagine
well,
women
I don't know about
in the
property, but like
okay, imagine they, women in the 1950s. Years.
Millions of people lived that way, I suppose, huh?
Yeah, because I mean, like pre women's rights, you know, where like the big one was voting, right? But like,
so women can't own property, they can't vote, they
can't open a credit card,
can't have a credit card, they can't have a job.
Go back like
then they can have jobs
for that one.
Yeah.
So let's just go 1950s women's rights.
Dang. 1950s.
I don't know. That's still, 1950s. They have a lot.
Okay, fine. Let's go 1800s.
So this is what Google AI says. Women's rights include the right to live free from violence, be educated, own property, vote, and earn an equal wage. So all those things would be gone.
Yeah, I'd still go with I can never be happy again.
You would like, never be happy, ever.
Ever. Well, I feel like if I get rid of the right to not have violence, then I still wouldn't be happy.
But you could still do things that make you happy.
Like violence.
Oh my god.
Well, here's the thing. Also, there's benefits to not have women not having rights, because they stay home, they cook, they clean, they don't talk back.
You know?
Caleb, you are asking to be in the doghouse, man. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, better not show this one to Reagan.
Yeah, this one's not.
I'm kidding. Oh my goodness.
But I mean, like, you would never be able to do anything you enjoy. You can't eat good food. You can't, like, if you enjoy exercise, you can't exercise.
No stick.
Like, I love you're condemning yourself to a personal hell for the rest of your life.
Yeah, I guess that's where I feel like I feel more morally obligated to do the personal hell rather than, like, the whole half of humanity hell.
I love how this has turned into, I love how this has turned into Tanner trying to convince Nephi to...
I'm just playing devil's advocate. I'm not saying that I would choose getting rid of women's rights, but you know.
Oh my gosh. Wow. All right, what's the next one, Tanner?
But we haven't decided though. What would you guys do? Nephi would live in his own personal hell. What about you two?
I'm not as selfless as Nephi.
I would like to think that I would join Nephi in his moral crusade of self-deprivation. Do I think this is one of those type of questions that you just would never know until you were actually faced with that kind of a thing?
Cop out. Yes. Cop out.
But I would like to think that I would join Nephi in a life of pain and suffering.
Well, it wouldn't be pain and suffering. It would just not enjoy anything, not be happy.
Whereas women just can't vote.
That sounds like pain and suffering.
Fair enough.
No, I'm going with that. I'm taking the rights away. I couldn't do it.
All right, we got a rights taker. All right, well, we'll just move on to the next one. But we should have that be a recurring question where we bring our wives back and then see what they think about it.
Reagan will be home soon. We can bring her in.
Yeah, maybe. All right, so here's the next one. Would you rather learn everything 100 times faster or master 100 things of your choice instantly?
I think I would master the 100 things of my choice instantly. I mean, I guess it depends on how broad I can be.
Yeah, how broad can you make that? Like what if I wanted to master business, just business period, you know?
Then I'd assume that you'd master business principles and
what? Does that mean I'm a master marketer, salesman, master at bookkeeping?
I guess you got to be more specific then, yeah.
Like master brushing my teeth.
we'll say that it's like a skill, like you master doing your taxes or you master driving, you know, like a specific skill.
Master lying.
Well, you know, I mean, I think it's like 10,000 hours before you're considered an expert in something. So if you divide that by 100, that's now 100, right? 100
hours.
Yeah.
And that's to become a world prodigy.
Yeah.
Well, so, it's just to learn everything 100 times faster. So you learn things 100 times faster or you master 100 things?
By the difference, are you saying learning is just studying, whereas mastery is I can become a ninja?
Yeah, we'll say that.
That's academia versus a lot more wide application.
Yeah, I definitely go with mastering.
Same.
I think I would do that too, but what would you master then?
I would master kung fu fighting. I would master acting. I would master gun fighting. I would master tax fraud.
Nephi's basically going to be the world's best assassin.
There we go. But I also want to master politics and politicking. Because then I can be world's master assassin as well as world dominating leader, you know?
So you want to be Emperor Palpatine?
Yeah. Except I also want to master good looks. He didn't.
That's fair. He might have had it at one point.
Free lightning, yeah, Palpatine wasn't bad looking.
That's true.
You can get really detailed Nephi, put extra bonus points in your good looks, and just master abs.
Ooh, there you go.
Yeah, I have 13 abs.
I love you pretty good. All right, so I think we're doing that one. All right, so here's the next one. Would you rather get $1 million but instantly die if you touch a rat, or just keep going on life as it is?
Oh, definitely $1 million.
But if a rat even like brushes up against you, like, you're dead. That's it.
Yeah, if I like brush up against uranium, though, that's gonna happen too. So.
No, it's not.
It's only if you close it.
Yeah, it's only if you.
You know, I think that can be kind of the case for people with severe peanut allergies. My coworker went and ate some peanuts and then went home, and they think just like the amount that he was breathing in the air with like the peanut residue in his mouth triggered his son's reaction and like almost killed him. So,
jeez.
I mean, imagine having a severe peanut allergy, less $1 million. That's not terrible. Here's the
thing, like, for only $1 million, instant death. Like, is that really worth it?
Is it worth it? I mean, I feel like the chances of running into a rat is about the same as me getting splattered by a jet plane. Like, often, the only time I've seen rats is when I've been in, like, third world countries. And even then, they didn't touch me. I whacked them with a broom to death.
I like the way you think, Nephi. You and I will be millionaires together.
At least for one day, huh? And then Caleb and Tanner will stick their rats on us and inherit it all.
Yeah, we'll throw rats at you guys. No, I don't know. I don't think I would do it, because just like, even just the thought of like missing out because of a rat would suck.
It's a pretty sad way to go.
That would be a sucky way to go.
A rat tail touched me.
All right, so next one. Would you rather never take fall damage or not need to breathe?
Oh, not need to breathe. Easy. To live underwater, that would be amazing.
No, dude, that would be terrifying. What are you talking about?
Yeah, but then you still aren't shark-proof.
Yeah, the sharks could still eat you.
Nah, if I don't need to breathe, I will eat the sharks. I'll get them first.
You know, I think I would not take fall damage, because then I would just jump out of like planes and stuff and just like be down there and then just like walk away, you know?
Yeah, plus I think I would take fall damage too, because then I could satisfy all the impulsive thoughts I have when I'm climbing high things.
Oh, wow. That's so funny. I love your example, everybody. That's so funny. Living underwater.
So I will just remember to walk like away. Oh, sorry, I didn't hear you. Go ahead, Nephi.
No, you go ahead.
I'll just remember to not, next time we hike together, to not be next to either of you two. Just the temptations in your minds. You're like, does Joseph have no fall damage? And push.
But like, I feel like, you know, billions of people have already lived their lives just breathing normally, you know? I think we could just do it and just take the fall, never take fall damage ever.
Epic cliff dives ever.
Wow. I'm just like envisioning, how would this work? Are you just going to be like super strong and stiff? So like you jump off a cliff and you like spear yourself into the ground head first and like only your feet are sticking out? Or are you just like a rubber body? And you splat like a pancake and spread out like in all directions and then zap yourself back in, but you like shoot up in the air like rubber. These are some fun physics to think about.
No, I think it would be like any time, like if you jump off a high thing and you'd like break your leg, you just wouldn't break your leg and just wouldn't hurt, you know?
Wow.
It's like supernatural. That's
pretty high level magic there, Tanner. Love it.
Oh yeah. Level 20. All right. Next one. Would you rather always be underdressed or always be overdressed? So like at a funeral, you're wearing sweats, you know, if you're underdressed.
That's a hard one.
Oh.
Like, would I rather? I would rather be underdressed, but compared to like the stress of being around other people who are well dressed, I think I would.
Hey, really quick, you guys. I think you want to bring on a quick guest speaker. We have a real woman to weigh in on that weather question that we had.
Oh, I want to wait until we get all of our wives on here
you
for that.
Wait till we get everybody.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. I think it'll be fun.
It'll be a fun. We're gonna have all the wives on. Okay. Love you.
Yeah, we'll do another would you rather at some point.
All right.
So, Caleb, this one is always be underdressed or always be always be underdressed or always be overdressed.
My comfy when I'm overdressed?
I mean, like you're
like what?
Like you go to the movies and you have to wear a tuxedo, you know?
I mean, I think I'd go with overdressed. I mean, you always make a great first impression, you know?
Same. That means like, really, you know, 16-hour flights, you're wearing a tux the whole way.
Means like 5 nights.
Swimming.
Really? Yeah, when you go swimming, you're wearing a suit, you know?
Well, really, what would be the times in life where you would need to be dressed up? It's like job interviews. No, you're not going to do well being underdressed, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that you're going to have a hard time in life always being underdressed. Always being overdressed. I think that there'd be a lot of times and that'd be really helpful. Really, the only thing that gives me reservations about always being overdressed is with intimacy. I don't know what kind of boundaries that would or would not set, but I could see that.
You always have to have socks on.
That's great. That's fine.
Only socks. I love it. Yeah, I think overdressed is a good one because I wouldn't want to be caught in a funeral in sweats.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So there's this one. Would you rather lose your sight or lose all your memories that you've had up to this point?
Sight. Whoa. Mine's basically gone anyway, so.
Yeah, I would choose sight as well. Because that way.
All memory.
Well, think about this. If you lose your sight, you can't be addicted to pornography. You can't be addicted to video games because you can't see anything. You don't.
But then you also can't do an Excel spreadsheet. You can't really work. You can't.
That's not necessarily true. There's a lot of blind people that are fairly functional in life.
Yeah, I know there's a world-renowned professor who's blind.
Yeah, you can do a lot as a blind person. Plus, you won't judge people. Unless it's by their, you know, words and not by their looks.
Okay, so here are some jobs that blind people could do. Is you teach, you be a social worker, masseuse, interesting, rehab teacher, factory. I feel like some of these are not realistic. Chef, architect, yeah, I feel like that's not.
Well, you're forgetting, there's some very famous artists. You got Ray Charles. You've got Andrea Bocelli. Like,
yeah, but the odds of that, I don't know. What were you saying though, Joe?
I think I would choose to keep my sight and lose my memories. That'd be, I don't know, a really painful experience. It'd basically be like a restart in life, right?
Yeah, but then you forget your wife. You forget your kid.
Yeah, you forget that you even have a family.
Yeah, I mean, as long as they can tell me, hey, I'm your wife, hey, I'm your kid, I feel pretty confident that I
would rather be an Alzheimer's patient
with them.
But would you be like, wait, this is actually my kid? Or would you be like, you're crazy, lady, get away from me?
Yeah, so you'd rather like live out 50 first dates.
I'll be a blank slate, you know? I won't really remember anything.
That's true.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Well, there we go. All right. We have One, two, three, four, five. I think five left.
Okay. That's all
right. We good for that? Probably be about another 15 minutes or so.
Right.
Okay. So we can either give up AC and heating for the rest of your life or give up internet for the rest of your life.
Ooh. Give up AC and heating.
Really?
Agreed.
Yeah. Yeah, easy. I've had no AC and super, super hot, and I've had no heating and super, super cold. Internet gets me through it all.
I don't know. I feel like I enjoy having a nice cool bed when I'm going to sleep at night, you know?
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
That's tough.
Definitely enjoy it, but I just feel like in order to have a modern life, you need to have internet.
Well, yeah. If you chose to go live out in the woods in Alaska, you could have AC and heating. And then you could live a very fulfilling
And by life. AC and heating, I mean like central AC and central heating.
So HVAC.
Like you could have a fireplace.
Yeah, totally get rid of AC and heating, man. 1,000%.
That made the decision even easier. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Actually, yeah, that sways me too.
Keeping my internet.
I think the only bad part is the AC. It'd be super hot during the summer.
That's true. But you can like.
I've basically been living up here without AC anyway.
Yeah, but still. All right, next one.
That's true. It'd be brutal.
Would you rather be in a zombie apocalypse or a robot AI apocalypse? So like Terminator versus Walking Dead type stuff.
Zombie.
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 Zombies are going to decay over time. Like, after 5 years, they won't be a problem.
Yeah, but then that's 5 years. They're going to be a problem.
Yeah, but the problem is, with AI, it's like Terminator. They'll take over, and then they'll start industrializing and building everywhere with robots. It's like a problem that will... It'll only get worse with time, whereas zombies get better with time.
I also think it would make most tech things unusable. Or not, you couldn't trust them. Whereas with zombies, the more tech, the better.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, guess that's fair.
We spent way longer preparing for a zombie apocalypse.
You can't take my internet away from me, Tanner. Don't do it.
Yeah, the internet's very important to everyone, I see.
No zombies, yeah.
Okay, man. I thought those were going to be harder, but all good. would you rather change the outcome of the last election... or get to decide the outcome of this election?
I'll say this election.
This election.
I think
we've
I'd
already
rather
through
change
it.
The election of the last election. And my thought process is that... Okay, I don't feel like... I enjoy following the news. I don't feel like I've followed, like... politics specifically enough to like get real nitty-gritty of why Trump would have been better than Biden. But I think what a perk would be is if Trump had won last time. I mean, I think we've now seen that the, especially with the last presidential debate, that Biden is not always all the way there. So I think the rumors of like his cabinet controlling things are a lot more valid than I previously thought. And so how much of a president is he? I don't know. How much is he making the calls? I don't know. It doesn't. I'm very skeptical of how much of a president he is in the first place. And if Trump were to have done a second term last time, then it would have paved the way for a new person, a new option to have had this election.
That's a good point. Like just not having Trump be in the cards anymore, I think that would have been huge. Huge.
Yeah, but I'm assuming we would have gotten someone better. I'm assuming we would have gotten someone better, or by better, just like, I don't know, someone who we could we'd have an easier time uniting behind as a society, and as a country.
So polarizing.
That
it would be
might
a
not
new
have been
apprentice,
the case. Maybe.
One much younger and more powerful.
Yeah.
That's my thoughts.
I think
it's a good point.
I think I would actually try to. I would choose the winner of this election, because I don't want Biden or Trump to be in office, and I want Robert Kennedy to go into office instead. Because he's older as well. Like, no, there's no candidate that's young, but I really like a lot of his policies, and I think Trump's a crook, and I think Biden's old and geriatric.
Well, that feels like cheating. I didn't even think of a different party. I was just thinking it was just Republican or Democrat, but
that's, see, that's the kind of thinking that keeps there, this Caleb. Country split, man. We gotta break off from the two-party system.
Yeah, split from the splitters.
Yeah.
All right, so what do you think, Nephi? We got one for each.
Yeah, I think I'm with Caleb, too. As long as I can choose a third-party option, definitely.
Okay, so Caleb would choose RFK. Who would you choose? Ooh.
Jesus. There we go.
He's not an option, man.
Oh.
President
he's not a citizen, you technically.
Space Jesus.
Space you can pick Jesus. Me, Nephi.
What's that, Joe?
You can pick me. I'll run just so that you can pick me.
There we go, Joseph.
There we go. I like Joseph run the country.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. So would you rather take a pill each day for nutrients to feel full but never eat anything again, or eat whatever you want but never feel full?
Oh.
Totally.
So
pill.
The question is live life like the pirates from Pirates of the Caribbean.
You always feel just a little bit hungry after every meal, no matter what you eat.
That's not so bad.
Just a little bit or a lot of it?
Yeah, like, are we talking, like, I'm starving, like, all the time, and, like, nothing I can eat will quench my hunger, like?
No, not starving, but, like, you always feel like you want to eat, like, another, like, I don't know.
Like, get seconds?
Yeah, like, you want to get seconds every time. Because like, you always just feel a little bit hungry that you just need something more.
There's just, that's no different than how I live now.
That's fair.
Good point, Caleb.
Very fair.
You know what? I think I will stick with the pill option. Oh. I think that though I love food and it's like a source of happiness and creativity and discovery in my life, I feel confident that I could achieve happiness and creativity and discover new things in other aspects of my life. And man, just taking one pill a day, that would free up a lot of time. It can be a lot of work to
save you a lot of money on groceries.
But you could never eat anything, Joe. Like anything.
It's true. If you're craving, like if you're craving a creamy.
Definitely cry more than once for never being able to have ice cream again. Definitely cry more than once. But I do think the pros outweigh the cons for the pill.
I don't know. I mean, if I could eat whatever I want, like I could eat like 5 steaks in a row and just like still not feel full, that would be awesome. I'd love that, dude.
Yeah. My question is, what would you gain weight doing this?
Yeah. Otherwise, you'd be the winner of every food eating contest.
That's true. That's true. Because
if it's like if you are healthy with the pill type deal, I think I'd go with the pill option too.
Yeah. Healthy with the pill.
I don't know, because it just says eat whatever you want but never feel full. So I'm assuming that means that calories don't really matter.
If that's the case, I mean whatever I want.
Because, I mean, when you're still feeling a little, like, empty, you still get the taste of it all, you know?
Yeah, plus you can learn to live with being hungry. Like, millions of children in Africa do it.
Yeah, good point.
Okay.
There's a difference between being satisfied and being full, too. I feel like you can definitely be satisfied but not full.
Well, this is like not satisfied.
I think the two really big stipulations that are pretty big factors is A, how much discomfort and pain are we actually feeling from not being full? And I don't know, I guess that's just a hard arbitrary line to make. And then the second one is no calorie concerns. That's new than what I was going based off of. Holy cow. I can always feel hungry and always eat ice cream. Suddenly this choice is way harder.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
I like how this is the one that stuck us and not like zombie apocalypse.
I know, yeah. It's a food one. I'll get some more food one next time.
Zombie apocalypse.
All right. So then this is the very last one. Would you rather glow bright pink every time you're attracted to someone or glow bright red every time someone annoys you?
Bright red.
Bright red.
Bright red. Red.
Yeah.
Unanimous.
Yeah, that's an easy one.
All of us.
The married men will understand.
And I don't have to worry about that one.
That is so funny. I love how that was such an easy decision. Wow.
I mean, just wow. Like.
I mean, like the bright red one, I think would just make your relationships healthier. You'd be more honest. Like,
yeah.
If someone's annoying you, you glow red and be like, oh, you're annoying me right now. And you can like talk it through instead of like, you know, just clomping down, let it pent up inside you and be like, oh, I don't like you. True. Whereas the pink one, man, it would be so hard to have a relationship because
like I'd never go to the beach, never go anywhere.
Yeah,
never just, watch a Ryan Reynolds
you
movie.
Just see other attractive people.
I was going to say Ryan Gosling, but yeah.
Yeah, just. It'd be really hard, I think, for whoever your partner is, you know, to always be seeing you line up at pink and all these different times and scenarios. And man, I don't know if it'd be extra funny and sad if you stopped lighting up pink for them. That would be.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
Wow, that just went a whole level deeper.
Yeah, you're right. I think bright red.
Red
but what if you're like always glowing red? Yeah.
Then you have some issues you need to fix. Yeah.
Okay, I've got a few backup ones if we want to do those too. Because sure. Some of those went quicker than I thought, but what do you guys think?
Sure, let's do it.
Okay. Unless you're feeling good, I can save these for later.
I mean, we could get going to the Scottish Festival soon.
Three more?
Oh, you got to go to the festival soon? Oh, maybe you should go.
Yeah, Tanner and I are going to go with our wives.
Yeah. Okay, how about we do one more?
All right.
One more.
Let's see.
There you go.
Let's do it.
All right. Kill your mother or kill your father?
Oh.
Wow.
Escalated.
Oh, all right, last one. This will be a good one. This will be a good one.
I don't want to answer this one.
Yeah, I think we got to pass, bro. I think we got to pass.
No, you can't pass. You got to choose one.
I think that question crosses a line.
Oh, come on. It's fun.
I kill them both. Answer
you,
C.
You can't. You can only kill one.
Wow.
Is this like what? You have to walk up just behind them one day randomly and like whack them in the head with a baseball bat? Or like they're both like tied to like on their knees in front of you and you have a gun?
We'll say that you don't have to do the killing, but you decide which one dies.
Oh my gosh. It's terrible. Hey, Tanner, which one has a bigger life insurance policy, mom or dad?
Wow. Yeah, that's hard. I feel like my understanding is, I think that there's some good reasons to leave dad alive, because my understanding is like a widow has a lot harder time remarrying and moving on with life, like financially and surviving in that regard versus a widower. I'm not like quoting any exact stats that I know, but I feel like I've been told / read that it's easier for widowers to get remarried when they have kids versus widows.
Yeah.
So for the well-being of the children, that's like an argument for keeping dad alive, because then they can have like a complete
decision. Yeah. Choose.
Tanner, who would you choose?
I don't know either. I haven't thought about this one.
I'm going life insurance policy. That's the route I'm taking.
Yeah, if we're going life insurance,
that's my cop out.
I think in terms of I think you're right, Joe, that the family would be better off, you know, if the mom does die in terms of the kids. So
no, he was saying the other way around, Tanner.
Well, it helps the kids too, if you know.
No, he's saying if dad dies, it's better because mom can get remarried easier.
No, it's the opposite.
It's not women. Yeah,
I say my understanding, my memory tells me that if one of them has to die, dad will have an easier time remarrying. And as far as like the life of the kids will go, having two parents will help them the best. So that's kind of a weird thing to decide it off of, but whatever spouse is more marriageable maybe should be the one left alive. Bum, bum, bum.
That's a good point. Well, it seems like everyone wants to skip this one, but there's some arguments for both, I think.
Yeah, we can end it there.
Yeah.
Hope you guys have fun at the festival. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks for everyone trying so hard. I mean, I think this is what, 2 weeks that we were trying to keep on rescheduling, and we would. I think moving forward, we want to maybe do this, make sure it happens regularly, even if some of us have to miss, is my thought. But we can figure that out more later.
Thanks for letting me join you.
But for now, thanks for watching.
Don't forget to hit that like button, subscribe, and
rate our video on Spotify and YouTube. Anyway, peace out. I'm going to end the recording now.
I'm going to be watching.